I was thinking of Elon Musk today because I used to invest in Tesla, and a couple of months ago I did sell all my shares of Tesla. I was thinking about one of his interviews wherein he talked about reasoning or thinking from first principles. To a certain extent, or rather to a great degree, this is what I have been doing all my life. And it's funny that it took Elon Musk for me to discover that it actually has a name, or I don't know if he just made that up. But anyway, thinking or reasoning from first principles, it's all about taking what we know to be true or proven to be true and reasoning up from there. And I encountered someone who just took Elon Musk's word for gospel. That's the thing. Nobody thought any deeply. Everybody just took it as the most effective way of thinking. For example, a Christian would reason from first principles, and they would take their first principle and say God created everything or God exists, and they would reason up from there. Now, how do you exactly reason from first principles? How can you make that as something that you could rely on to get you to the truth, or to at least get you as close to the truth as humanly possible? How do you use that as a tenable method for looking or evaluating statements or arguments or claims that you hear every day? So how? For us to truly reason from brute facts, we need to learn a couple of concepts or a couple of terms. One of those terms is the truth. And we've talked about it in one of our previous episodes. Truth is that which that corresponds to reality, or it describes an actual state of being. In other words, truth is fidelity to what is. So this is the first thing that we must know or we must understand when we're talking about first principles. And number two, probably one of the most important terms there is principle. What is a principle? A principle is a fundamental truth, a fact that serves as a foundation for a chain of reasoning, actions, behaviors, or a belief system. That is just what it means when we say principle. Now, there is another term in there which is important, is fact. What is a fact? A fact is a thing that is known or proven to be true. Fact is what is. Fact is what exists independent of you. So existence, in other words. So basically, reasoning from first principles is just reasoning from facts. But it's not often discussed. Is reasoning or thinking from first principles is only accurate if the first principle is objective and if it is an absolute truth. And those are two things, again, that must be unpacked. First is objective. What do you mean when you say objective in that sense? What it simply means is it should be based on objects. By object, we are referring to that which that has material form, or that which that is tangible. Objective is that we are thinking based on objects. The other term there, which is very similar to objective, is absolute truth. Absolute truth is simply an inflexible reality, meaning it is fixed, it is invariable, it is unalterable, meaning you cannot change it. For example, it is fixed, it is invariable, it is unalterable or unchangeable that there is absolutely no square circles anywhere in the universe. So that is an absolute truth. All right, so that's already plenty of concepts for you to think about and remember for this episode. So let's put it into practice. I think you will understand much better what I'm talking about if we put it into practice. So for example, if you want to think or you want to evaluate something based on first principles, let's take the claim that there is fundamentally no difference between men and women. There is no biological differences between men and women. Okay, I will lend them the best possible interpretation of their statement, in that I would assume that what they are saying is gender is a social construct and sex is biological, and therefore those are two different things and we should not mix them together. I don't even know how these people think. Are they even thinking based on first principles? Oh my god. Okay. Okay, so reasoning from first principles, what do we know to be true? What do we know to be proven true? What is a fact that we cannot deny? Okay, the lazy among you would say, ah, I see there is difference between men and women. Okay, let's not do that, because that is what they are questioning. So let's say this. There are individuals that manifest higher levels of testosterone, and there are individuals who manifest a higher level of estrogen. And we have these individuals in sufficient numbers that we can divide them into those two groups. So let's say that. We know that we have those two groups that manifest higher testosterone levels and higher estrogen levels. And we also know to be true that in those individuals, the people or the individuals that manifest higher testosterone levels have XY chromosomes. And the other side of it manifests XX chromosomes. And again, we have these individuals in sufficient numbers that we could divide them into groups. We also know to be true that certain physical traits manifest based on the quantity of those hormones and based on the presence of either XY or XX chromosomes. And further, we know that those individuals will act or behave differently from one another based on those physical differences that we just cited. And again, that manifests in large enough numbers that we can divide them into groups. And with those physical differences and with those differences in behavior and preferences, we know that those individuals or those groups perform different roles in society. So, taking what we know to be true or proven to be true, reasoning from that fundamental fact of the difference between those groups, we have evaluated or we have found it to not be true that there is fundamentally no difference between men and women, because we've proven that there are differences. So now they would say, ah, but you did not address my concern that what you are talking about is biological sex and what I'm talking about is gender as a construct. Okay, so if it is true that gender, which is a construct and which an individual can choose based on their preference, has nothing to do with their biology, then how do you account for the fact that it is not the norm that we see individuals who have genders that does not correspond with their biology? And correct me if I'm wrong, the last thing that I've read is transgenders is just less than 1% or less than 3% of the US population. So that means that even if you separate gender from biology and you say that it is a social construct, based on the quantity of testosterone, the quantity of estrogen, and the presence of XX and XY chromosome, we know that those individuals will act or behave differently from one another. And again, that manifests in large enough numbers that we can divide them into groups between men and women. So that means gender and sex are tied intimately together. Why these people are separating those two, or separating gender as a separate concept from biology, is that they want to fulfill an ideology. And that is the reason. And if you reason from first principles, you would see how what motivates these people to say those things. I don't understand these people. Oh man, these people gives me headaches. Anyway, so this is one of those scenarios wherein we can apply reasoning from first principles in order to evaluate what is being thrown to us. And I know I chose a very easy example. I could have chosen a more complicated example, but the thing is, I wanted something simple so everybody can go along with it and I don't have to explain more scientific or more technical first principles in the example. Anyway, if that made sense to you, please like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. If you are listening to this in YouTube, please subscribe to the channel. And I also encourage you to subscribe to the podcast because I release the episodes first in the podcast, then to the YouTube channel. And if you want to listen directly on your phone, go to your podcast app and search for The Last Heretic. Our heretic is spelled with a K. H-E-R-E-T-I-K. The Last Heretic. Go to your podcast app and look for The Last Heretic. And while you are there, please leave me a 5-star review. It makes me very happy to know that you are out there. And by the by, we reached 1,000 plus downloads this weekend. I don't know why, but it seems that you are supporting me. So I'm very happy to know that. So with that, thank you for listening, and I will see you next week.